Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, gorgeous, fabulous, sexy, amazing people that I love. Woohoo! Yes, I'm home for the second Sunday in a row. I can't believe it. And it's rainy out here in sunny California, but we need it. So, you know, everything in balance, guys, everything in balance. It has been a fast and furious month, boy, I'll tell you. Good month. Although my little grandson, bless his heart, he's got a viral infection in his little chest. But you know that sucker? He's just happy and smiling through it all. He's such a teacher for me. Such a teacher. I want to remind you that our next webinar coming up is on politics. God knows we all need the channel's discernment through all of the craziness and the misinformation that's out there. We want to be sure that we are dealing with the highest guidance and the highest information. So I hope you will join me on Pulse of Politics coming up. Creation Station, we're over half full, guys, and the channel has informed me this will be the last in-person Creation Station I do. I don't quite know how I feel about that. I understand it. Those of you who have been here know how much preparation and work goes into doing this amazing weekend, but kind of surprised me when that information came in. So I'm looking forward to making this the best and the most fun and the most enlightening CS we have ever had. What they want to touch on today is acceptance, which again, kind of surprised me. There's 3 points. One, before you can commit to anything and take action, you must accept what your role is, what you want, and your intention to create. So that's really what all our work is about, is getting all of us on board with what we want, and covering the places where we are literally fighting ourselves. As you know, it's not about anybody else. It comes down to the powerful individual creators that we are, and then however we are creating ourselves, that affects the world, that affects our country, that affects our families. We are the first part of the whole in the world of us. So that's number one under acceptance, that you have to accept before you can commit and take action. And then they took me to Core Belief 20. When I value myself, I have to abandon myself. It's coming up a lot in private sessions, which, by the way, have been off the flipping charts. I did one last week, and there were 15 points around creating health and wellness. that they said apply to everyone. So I'm in the process of figuring out how I can bring that all, what format I want to do to bring that to all of you. But that is the most prevalent belief before and after acceptance. When I value myself, I have to abandon myself. If we believe that, we will not accept the opportunity that we have to move on from anything. And we will be in fear of following through with that because we do not want to give ourselves up again. Not a match to self-love. And then the final one, of course, is I can never be God. Well, guys, if you can't accept that, your life isn't going to change much because you will think it's caused by and solved by everybody else and all other energy. So you can blame and you can wait and you can never accept that you're the power of you that needs and wants to commit and take action around what it is. So what then is the highest claim? I am the powerful God of me, who is acceptance in all that I am and all that I create. And so it is. So let's come together before we start and direct and allow our hearts to open front and back, merge with our whole brain. We are directing and allowing our chakras to be open, balanced, happy, and spinning in the right direction. We are directing and allowing our hara lines to be straight, strong, and through the ID point so we stay in our knowing. We are, and we are connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. And so it is. All right, can I go to the calls? Yes, I can. All righty, we're going to Michael in Massachusetts. How the heck are you, babe?
I feel great today. I really
awesome. Do. I like to hear that.
Last year, you were doing some interesting stuff with limiting beliefs of parents. What was my father's primary limiting belief? You did my mother's before, which is great. I'm curious about my father's.
Okay. Going here, here, 1, 2, 5. Yeah, I can never be God.
Bingo.
In other words,
bingo.
You know, I'm not the creator of me. I don't have control over my life, blah, 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 that kind of stuff.
Right on. Right on. Fantastic.
Okay, so I want to remind everyone, thank your mother and father for whatever limiting beliefs they gave you because you chose them so you could learn what you don't want and expand into what you do want through accepting that you are the powerful God of you. Okay?
My father was a Baptist minister, ordained, although he didn't really work in that field much.
But that says a lot about who he was and what he believed, Michael. My mother and her mother and family were all Baptists, Southern Baptists.
As was my father.
Yeah, and it's a very dogmatic, rather stern religion, as you know.
And he started me on the path to all the spiritual stuff I study.
Well, hallelujah, praise the Lord for that.
I look back on the guy and I say, how did he do that?
And your job, all our jobs now, is to expand. People say to me sometimes, my God, Dee, you don't believe in God? I said, absolutely, I believe in God. I just believe in an expanded version of the God that I was taught.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Okay, good. You got it. I'm glad you called in, Michael. Hoo-ah. Good to hear from you, babe. My love to the family. All right, we are going to Ms. Maggie in Florida. You're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
I am calling in about a physical question. I have a chronic rash on my right hip that comes and goes, and I'm wondering what is behind that.
Okay, so this is really... Let me tell you what happened to me as soon as you said that. They gave me a visual of a woman wiggling her hips back and forth, dancing. Have
really?
More fun, Maggie.
Oh, that's what that means.
That's the highest, most correct, most complete. That's what I'm getting.
All right, cool. Thank you so very much.
Well, talk to me for a minute. Do you keep yourself from having fun? Do you think that's part of your duty is to have fun with yourself? Or is that, I'm going to your little girl, was that you should be working instead?
It was more about, I think, being seen and not heard, so I had to be pretty quiet. So dancing and being happy and joyful, that really wasn't supported.
Yeah, well, let it out, babe.
All right. I like
it. Let your best self out because it's trying to break through.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds perfect.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Sandy in Gettysburg, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby Gates.
How are you?
I'm fabulous. My family.
That's good.
Everybody's coming over for dinner later. It's going to be a nice day. What can I answer for you, beautiful?
Well, I have two questions. I don't know if you can handle them, but
I can handle anything. Throw it at me.
Well, it turns out that I have a growth in my lungs, which I saw the doctor about, and he wants to schedule me to have it removed. And I was going to do it quite soon, and then I found out that I have to quit my job if I do this surgery. So I don't know.
I don't believe that's legal, Sandy.
Well, they have to. I think that they kind of unhire me. It's through their official. It's not so much that I quit. It's that they. I think they lay me off.
Yeah, but I don't think that's, unless they're laying you off to rehire you, I would check into the legalities of that. What does the doctor say about the growth? What is it?
It's they believe it's more likely benign.
That's what
like
I'm getting.
I am too. I have confidence that it's not a problem.
I'm not a doctor, guys.
Not a doctor, but
that's my energetic reading.
They do say that it's something that has to come out because if it continues, it could take over the lung, of course. But
okay.
It's not that big right now. It's not that big right now, and I have like the doctor I got.
You know,
because
bottom line, your health is your most important asset. You can always get another job if push comes to shove. But I would check with a lawyer or even a legal place online might be able to help you, Sandy.
Okay, because it's a thing where you have to rehire. Is the thing. So it's I'm sure they're working. They're a big corporation. I'm sure they're working with them within legal parameters. So, but I will check. And the second part was, I still have a hard time believing in anything positive. My system seems to go towards the negative quite
all of us. That's what this whole work is about, is literally staying conscious. Guys, that's why this is called conscious creation, because most of us have been creating unconsciously. So
right.
You do understand, Sandy, that you get to choose how you think and feel. You get to choose the thoughts that you want.
It seems hard to get rid of the negative ones. Like,
well,
when
what if it were easy? What if it were
easy?
What's that? This is what the thing in your lung is about. You see, the more you say it's hard, the more you direct it to be hard for you.
Okay.
You've got to start going to your love place and going, ah, yeah. When things are easy, that's what it feels like, and that's what I want, brain. We're going to default to the positive. Things are easy. It's easy for me to stay conscious. I'm going to make it a game. I'm going to say,
okay.
Oh, Miss Sandy, I just heard you think a thought that's not going to get you what you want. You bad girl. What thought do you want? That's, yes, you see, now you're having fun with it instead of going, oh, it's so hard, I can't do it. That's what this work is all about, is just retraining you. Now, wait, there's a core belief coming in about this thing in your lung. This page here, 1 through 5, 6. I'm not supposed to be here, and I don't belong.
Hmm.
And it's about your age.
Oh, yeah,
you
that
got,
makes sense. I,
okay.
I'm like in shock about being 70.
You're 70?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 70, almost 76 now.
Congratulations.
And you know what? I get up every day and go, today, I'm getting younger and younger and healthier and healthier and happier and happier and wealthier and wealthier. That's who I am. Woohoo! Come on, universe, let's go. And I want, they're wanting me to say my grandma's poem again. Age is just a state of mind. If you've left your dreams behind, then you're old. But if in life you've done your best, and if in life you've kept your zest, you're not old, no matter how the birthdays fold. So go find what you're excited about, Sandy, and have fun.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You bet, baby Kay.
Thanks, Steve. All right.
I love it whenever I get to do my grandma's poem. Adele in Connecticut, you're on.
Okay. Hi.
Hi, babe.
I have a couple of questions. I'm supposed to go to the dentist on Friday to basically just have a cavity. Well, I don't have the cavity there, but part of the filling came out.
Okay.
So, I've been having I do a lot of deep work, and I've been doing a lot of work in my whole head and all over, but a lot releasing from my head. And I'm just not sure whether, you know, it's a good idea. I'll know better, you know, like when it comes.
It's a good idea. It's a good idea to have your tooth fixed. And I'm getting my big yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Next.
And the other one is when I was doing some PT work, which was, you know, more cranial sacral, he basically said, you know, this was a couple of months ago, oh, wow, you know, and you have Lyme and you've had it a long time in your body. And so when I had the test done, it came out that it was negative. But, you know, the testing for the blood usually at this particular lab is like 56% accurate. So I just don't know if
Adele, quit looking at what's wrong. You are very focused on what's wrong. what's not working right.
Wow.
See,
okay.
Well, you have defined it as doing a lot of deep work. And that deep work is coming from, all right, what's wrong? What do I need to address? What do I need to work on? What do I need to fix?
No, when I do the work, I mean, like I stand up and I'm just guided. I never know what I'm going to be doing. I never know where I'm going to be going or whatever. And it's released and I have so much more space and so much flexibility
that
I've never had in
That's
my life.
That's all true. That is all true. And at some point, you have to know you're there. That doesn't mean you can't continue to expand. Guys, try.
Oh, I know that. Yeah.
Hold on. Okay. I need to teach this for everybody, what you're bringing
sure,
up.
Sure.
You can't continue to try and get somewhere and be there at the same time. That's an oxymoron. So
okay.
We're all God already. We're all health already. We're all financially abundant already. The minute you ask, it is given. That's what that means. So it's a mind screw, I understand, to know that you're there and continue to take whatever steps you choose to take to expand. And don't always be looking for what you, quote, need to do. That information will be brought to you. You have to know is that you are awareness itself. Okay?
Okay.
So did I answer your question?
I believe so. So basically, go about like doing what I'm doing, but know that I'm really there. You know?
Yes. Yeah.
And which I feel in many, many ways, in so many ways. But I can also see, you know, when you're saying this, which I thank you so much, that there is that place where there's still, I'm still going way, way back to the uncertainty or like,
yes.
Just, yes. Okay.
Yeah, that's...
So when in the other place, which is, I believe is most of the time, but it may not be. So I have to really look at that.
See, you just did it. You just.
Yes.
Did exactly, you know that you're there most of the time. Oh, but maybe I should look about at that a little more and break it down. Maybe I'm not.
Yes.
That's exactly
what
we're talking about. Okay.
Yeah.
You
okay.
You just served thousands of people with that, baby. So thank you.
Yes. Thank
okay.
you.
You
thank
bet.
You.
Goodbye.
Love
I love you too. Oh my goodness. What a tangled web we weave. Phyllis, what's up, baby?
Hey, question.
I figured.
I want clarity because you always go a little deeper than what I can get with myself sometimes. I can get to stuff, but I just had this hit. I'm getting a yes to call on Monday. This nonprofit that went over my military medical records, and then they submitted it for disability payment, perhaps. The question is, I just had a hit when he asked me if there was this one thing I wanted to claim because it came from my records. I said, no. And I was thinking later.
Phyllis, what's the question?
The question is, should I go ahead and call that guy back and claim?
Say
I want to add that claim.
That's the highest question. I get a yes.
Yeah,
is
okay, good.
Is there any negative to doing that?
No, but I think at the time it has, I mean, there's more layers to it. I don't want to take time talking about it because I can talk to you in a private about it, but it's just, no, it was just a huge revelation for me. And even I told Ryan I was going to quote him. He said, "It's not an entitlement. You earned it." I was surprised at the.
That's exactly what the channel said.
That's exactly
what I was going to say next.
When he said that, I was like, damn, that's coming from, you know, that's.
You see, that's back to acceptance of what we talked about.
Yeah, he said at the beginning.
Exactly. You don't have to give up you to value yourself.
Yeah, and that's the way I remember sitting there thinking, no, no, no. Then later, as I processed it, I was like, wait. You know,
yep.
So
that's what we worked through with Adele. Exactly. Doubting yourself, guys, which is not accepting your knowing. Okay?
Right.
Okay.
Got it.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. Oh, my God. This is real lot of clarity coming in here. Liz in Massachusetts, you're on.
Thank you, Dee, for taking my call.
Of course.
Question, my house is not selling.
When I say you want it to, I get a no. So let's ask why. What part of you is resisting selling your house? And the first word that comes in is memories. The memories aren't in your house, Liz. They're in your heart. You take them with you wherever you go. Now, I can plug right into that when I think of leaving my home of almost 50 years and all my memories of my husband and Gabby growing up and everything. It makes me sad.
I don't live there anymore. I don't even live there anymore. I'm not intending to move back, neither.
And yet, it's still the memories. That's the highest word? Yeah. Just keep saying to yourself, I've already taken the memories with me. Now I am choosing to give the gift of new memories to someone else.
So now I'm taking the memory with me and I'm giving the chance to someone else to make memories. Now.
Yeah. It's a gift that you are giving to allow that house to be sold.
Nothing.
Highest,
else
most
behind.
Correct. Anything? Nope. Any other subjects? Nope. Any other questions? Nope. That's your answer, babe.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought I was past that.
That's a true statement.
That I thought I was past that, but I'm not.
Yeah, the last step is I joyfully release this house for new people to make their memories and be happy.
Well,
of course, a lot of the memories in that house aren't happy to you. Is that correct?
Say that again.
A lot of the memories from that house are not happy for you. Is that correct?
I think I had a great... I really used to love the house, and I basically left the house. It was because of work, like to move closer to work, and eventually I ended up buying a new place. But I used to love, like, the sunlights coming through the windows and the quiet of the area and the nice setting of the house.
Give that as your gift to somebody else.
Yep.
Okay? It'll
change
all the energy. Right now, it's...
It is doing it.
It's like you're trying to make it happen, you know? No, just think of throwing a beautiful birthday party for somebody, and the gift is that house. Okay?
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dee.
You can feel it. You bet, Liz. Thanks for calling in, honey. Johanna in Florida, you're on.
Hey, Dee. I was
just
sitting here thinking, which of my questions am I going to ask, Dee? My health since I had that incident with the needle has not been good. And one of the things I was wondering is there something?
You see,
perhaps
you don't know what you want, Johanna. And if you
don't know what you want,
you can't get it.
Okay, so let's go to a different question.
No, let's stay on this one. You want You want to feel great. That's what you
want. I want to feel great, and I want to know if there's another particle that I ingested or what's
going
on.
But you see, again, you're doing exactly what we're talking about. Yes.
Exactly.
I know it, and then I question it. I know it, and then I doubt it. And that is not acceptance. Just answer this part first. Can you accept beautiful, amazing, perfect health?
Yes.
Okay, can you accept that's what you want?
Yes.
Can you accept that loving yourself is the highest way to create that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Loving yourself is not a match to why is there something wrong with me? Why don't I feel good? What do I need to do to feel good? What's the other part that I'm missing around why I'm feeling bad? Can you feel when I say all those negative words that it chew away from, God, I just accept my beautiful, radiant, fabulous health. I love feeling good. Not the same thing.
I feel that it's creating how I feel, that those thoughts are creating how I feel is what
absolutely.
I felt when you said that.
Absolutely.
That's what I felt.
That's what this whole work is about. That's what God taught. As a man thinketh, so he is.
So, Dee, what is the core belief behind that? Is that too much to ask for? Because this has been an ongoing thing with me
even
before this.
The core belief behind it is I am the powerful God of me that knows. I am the powerful God of me that chooses health and wellness. But you see, we're taught, guys, to look for what's wrong so we can make it right. Again, you can't know that you are in perfect, vibrant health while you are looking for what's wrong. I'm not saying do not consult a doctor. That's part of our medical belief system at this time on this plane. So if we believe we need to consult doctors, there is value in that. And do the work that you know. This is what I want you to do from now on, Johanna. I want you to get clear about the questions you want to ask me. And then I want you to do your own work and get to what you get to, knowing the principles of this work, and then call in. You're not learning to do your own work, guys. And that's when the channel first connected with me. I said, I will only do this if we hold the intention that this work is to teach others to be the God of them so they don't need me. Okay?
That's the function of a true teacher. I mean, I'm very clear about that.
Then teach yourself, Johanna.
Yes.
Be the teacher to yourself. What happened with the needle? You'll have to remind me.
It was in a lasagna noodle that I ate. I thought it was a piece of crusty noodle in my throat, and it ended up being this little needle-like substance.
Was this
that was
from a restaurant?
No, it was from a packaged vegan noodle.
Okay, well, that's a lawsuit.
Yes, it is.
Okay, are you going to follow through?
I chose one attorney, and I just started answering his questions, and I need to sit down and make sure that he is now the right one, because I lost a little faith in him since he took so long to answer.
Okay, but that's your modus operandi that we're talking about.
Right.
I studied him. I followed my instinct, Tim, because I thought he was a good match. And now I'm going to create things so that I can
I'm
doubt my decision.
A problem.
Yeah.
Right. I'm going to create
I
a problem.
I get he's a good
just...
match. He's a good match. But you see,
okay.
Guys, if you don't follow through with that, somebody else is going to get a needle in their lasagna, too. Sometimes we have to follow through, because if we don't, that creates the opportunity for somebody else to be harmed also.
Right.
I'm still upset with my sister-in-law that she did not sue the doctors that did my brother's open heart surgery, because they were, in my understanding and in the facts I have, they didn't do a good job. You don't
well,
go in and do
tricky.
Hearts. Yeah, you don't go in and do heart surgery on a heart that is blocked on both sides. So go ahead, Johanna.
Well, we've talked about me needing to stand up for myself, and this is really pertinent to that also in a big way, because there are several other things that are like lawsuit-type things that I have not stood up for myself for.
Because you keep doubting yourself.
Yes.
So get up every day, everybody. Today I know and I am clear. I am allowing and directing all my energy to know and be clear. Okay, baby?
Thank you.
Yep, follow through. You got a good lawyer. All right, Miss Paula in California, you're on.
Hey, Dee.
Hey, babe.
Great show as usual.
Yeah. Well, you guys make it.
And you.
yes, I'll accept that. What's your question?
This has to do with my brother. He's had this weird thing in his legs. It's like he doesn't. It was like an infection. He ended up in the hospital, super high fever. Then they gave him all these different antibiotics. And one leg, you know, went down. The other leg swelled up and it turned purple. And it's been kind of going down, but it's still all, you know, mushy, weird, holding fluid. So I'm just kind of wondering, what does the channel, you know, have to say, and what advice can I, you know, give him?
Well, you know, guys, not a doctor, but let
mm-hmm.
me give you energetically this
mm-hmm.
page. I'm not supposed to be here, and I don't belong. And literally, take a breath.
Mm-hmm.
That's about life.
Yeah.
I'm just not supposed to be here anymore. And I don't belong. So what's going on in his life that would plug him into that?
Oh, he's had just one thing after another. It's just that his whole life is all this drama and everything and divorce and just turbulence.
Yes.
And
yes, and the channel is saying the drama and turbulence is because of this belief. So when did it started with mom, 0 through
mm-hmm.
at conception.
Wow.
Was he wanted? Was he planned?
I don't know. I know nothing about it. And he was the third in, you know, the baby of the family.
Yeah, I get he wasn't planned. He was wanted when they found out, but he wasn't planned, and that's where that belief comes from. So, again, if we think we're not supposed to be on this plane and we don't belong, we will keep creating tragedy after tragedy until we go, screw it, I'm out of here.
Yeah, okay.
Has he been checked for blood clots?
I don't know. I'll ask him about that.
Yeah. I would think that they would have done thorough blood testing.
Yeah,
because
I would think so, too. Because he was in there for a week, and they checked his blood. His blood panels came back good.
That doesn't necessarily mean...
Yeah, do the clots.
Yeah, that he was checked for that. Can you please ask about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
okay.
What you can do is just keep saying, I love you. You're supposed to be here. You belong being vital in this world. You know, you can do this.
Yes.
Okay.
And the silver lining in this is that because it was kind of estranged between us, and so I've been calling him and talking to him, and it's kind of opening that up, which is a good thing.
Which is telling him he's wanted and belongs here.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah. Yes.
But literally say those words to him, they're saying.
I love you. You're supposed to be here. You're wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're important. You're important.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be here.
Yeah.
When are you
going to
start
will.
Doing that, dude? I love you. Okay.
Yes. I'll do that. Thank you so much.
You bet. You bet, Paula. I know it's so hard. Did I say those screwed up words? It's so easy to love and know we're supposed to be here. Wilma in Ottawa, you're on.
Hi. This is another amazing call.
Thank you.
I'm calling up to 70, and I absolutely loved when you brought out your grandmother's, because I'm going to start doing that every day.
Thank you.
And, of course,
yeah.
I've known my whole life that I wasn't wanted, and I wasn't, and I thought I'd gotten through all of that. But it's so funny, because at the beginning of the call, when I raised my hand, I thought, I don't know what I'm going to ask, because I was in a space of neutrality, I guess. And all I could think of was, if I get to talk to Dee, the question I'm supposed to ask is, what is the highest message for me? And
denial.
Then all of this stuff started unraveling. Yeah, so that's it, denial. Okay.
Yep. Denial. Don't. See, again, there's this wishy-washy line that we're, and I'm sure that a lot of Creation Station, we're going to delve into the clarity of the feeling of the being of this. You don't want to deny that you're denying. You just want to redirect that you know when you're clear. And I'm getting a lot of feedback, Wilma, so I'm going to have to let you go. But that's,
all right.
That's your highest answer. I know and I'm clear. And I accept. You see, when you accept, you can't deny. Got it?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, you bet. I think I can take one more. Iris, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Hi.
Hi.
First, I'm bummed about Creation Station, because I won't be able to go.
I'll miss you, baby.
I know. I'll be at a wedding in Costa Rica. So that's a good reason.
That's a good reason. That's a good joyful reason.
Yes. My point of entry to this question is, what's going on with my thyroid?
It's out of balance.
And why does that happen?
You know, they're telling me to go to the body book, and we really don't have time, but we're going to do it anyway. Poor Stephen, hang in here with me. Let me see if I can get to it quickly. These books are so damn big. Here we go. Here. Now, this is yours for your thyroid. There's several.
Okay.
Persona non grata. They get loud and clear that no one wants to hear from them. Actually, it's you hearing yourself.
Hmm. Okay.
So, of course, you know, the thyroid regulates a lot of our health system within our body.
Yes.
It's the great regulator. And if you are not hearing yourself clearly or allowing yourself to hear yourself clearly, then you will doubt and question all the time. Kind of the theme of this show, isn't it?
Did this start when I was like, sorry.
Go ahead. When what?
Did this start when I was like 17?
It reinforced itself when you were 17. It actually started around 2, 3, and 4 with your mom.
Oh.
Which is the age, guys, where we're taught you should be seen and not heard. Mommy knows better. You don't know, you need to do what I say. Blah, blah, blah. Which to a little kid says, you don't know. Yeah, but I really want that doll. Well, you really, you know, don't know everything you want because you can't have everything you want. So mommy knows best. Those are the highest words. Mommy knows best.
Mommy knows best. Is there something more I can do in the physical to keep it in balance?
I would have it tested. You know,
I had a really bad experience with getting like blood work done and getting tested and stuff.
I don't know why. It's so simple.
Okay.
It's really, really, really simple. Of course, if you have a belief system about medical procedures and they're harmful and maybe I shouldn't and I don't know why I should do that and blah, then you'll create a situation that's not as comfortable.
What test do I ask for, Dee?
I would just tell the doctor you would like your thyroid and make sure they do 3 and 4, TS 3 and 4. A lot of doctors don't do all of the tests for thyroids.
Is this what was going on with the hormonal stuff, like with having
it's affecting
such a severe reaction?
It's affecting your hormones. Yes.
I had like a really big reaction after the.
After what?
Eclipse. After the eclipse, believe
no,
it or not.
No, it doesn't
I don't
have
it
anything.
Related.
It has nothing to do with the eclipse except your belief system about the eclipse.
That's helpful. Is it related to all the women? I'm working with like a lot of women right now, which is great.
No.
But we're like syncing up and it seems to be intensifying everything.
No.
Okay.
No,
really?
It's
because other people are having similar experiences at the same time.
Well, sure. Why do you think
when
we get together on this show, everybody says, oh, my God, my question's already been answered? You hear that pretty much every show we do, and definitely every webinar, because like minds come together. Don't you know that when groups of women are together, they start getting their period at the same time?
That's what I'm saying. I do know
well,
that.
Well, okay.
It's
so,
making it worse, though.
So everybody, I want you to start watching the sharing within this group and see if you can't see a thread about nobody wants to hear what I have to say. I'm in this group because you share the experience that nobody knows what I want to say, and so I'm sharing that with you because now, since we share that, we're all listening to each other. I'm interested. Just see if you can pick that up now.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
All right,
it was the thyroid making. All right. Thank you, Dee. Thanks so much.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. What an interesting show you brought to me today. Let's say it together, guys, and loud and proud. I love me. Woo, I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation.
Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.